Ladies and gentlemen of the Strangers by Nature podcast, this is your beginner's call.
Beginners to the stage, please. Miss Clark, Miss Rajagunguk, stand by.
Hi guys, I'm Amelia.
And I'm Talia.
This is the first episode of the Strangers by Nature podcast.
It is.
So we thought we'd just start it off by talking a bit about ourselves and how the podcast came to be.
So
I'm Amelia, as I said, and I'm a second year English and Theatre Studies student at Warwick University.
And I'm a first year going into second year Theatre and Performance Studies student at the University of Warwick as well. So how do we know each other?
I think that's a good place to start.
We don't actually know each other, honestly. I mean, now we kind of do.
Filming this podcast is actually the first time we've met in person, which is quite exciting.
We've been doing some Zoom meetings and, you know, shared Google Doc that we keep on forgetting we're actually sharing. But anyway, we met through this, getting introduced to this podcast.
So we were asked what we thought a good way would be to communicate with, like, the best of the theatre body, and we thought a podcast would be a great way to, like, chat, talk about our experiences.
Yes, exactly.
On a, like, bigger platform.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to get to know Amelia more as we explore various topics
Likewise.
In the future. And of course today, because we're going to be introducing ourselves, it's not only to you guys but also to each other, I guess. Yeah, because we've only ever really discussed this podcast on, you know, details about how we grew up when we talked to each other on Zoom, so that will be exciting.
So we kind of want to use this podcast to talk about our experiences as theatre students, but also as people of colour on theatre at Warwick.
Yes, exactly.
So do you want to, like, maybe just talk about your background a bit?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Indonesian, and so that makes me Asian. In Indonesia, there are also lots of, like, different ethnic groups, things like that. I am a mix of two different ethnic groups in Indonesia, so I'm Batak and also Turajanese, and my grandma is Australian.
Nice.
So it's kind of, I was raised in a Western way in many ways. I also grew up going to an international school, but there are also more traditional Asian values that I've grown up with as well. Yeah, and so now I'm 19, and like I mentioned before, I went to an international school. It was also a Christian school, so I guess lots of my values and beliefs came from that, and, like, I could be considered a bit conservative in some ways. But I also think, like, for a Christian, I can be considered quite liberal. But I think coming here, there were still, like, ways in which I was shocked, and I thought I was quite liberal, but turns out I'm still quite conservative. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but, of course, you have to learn to sort of walk the wire in a way.
Yeah, were there any, like, major cultural shockers that stand out?
I mean, like, having been here multiple times before actually moving here, I wouldn't say it in a cultural way, but maybe even, like, a small example would be with pronouns. I didn't grow up where, like, you would introduce yourself with pronouns, or, you know, where people, usually most people are, you know, she or he. We don't really use they, them pronouns. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I was just quite, it was a new thing for me, and I had to learn to make that part of my natural vocabulary.
Yeah. I feel like even in the UK, though, pronouns have only become, like, a normalized thing recently as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's great and necessary.
What about you?
Yeah, so I am Black British.
Yes.
So on my dad's side, I'm from Jamaica, and on my mum's side, I'm from St. Kitts. So fully Caribbean through and through. Both my grandparents moved to the UK, like, midlife, I'll call it.
Okay.
So, like, 30s, 40s. I say my life is a big mix of, like, Black British culture and Caribbean culture, which is kind of, like, fed down through the family line, whether that's, like, food, music, even, like, home decor. So different stuff like that. I've lived my whole life, I've lived in Southeast London, and, like, London, I guess, is, like, the capital, like, the melting pot of the UK. So I've always been used to, like, a lot of diversity, like, walking up my high street or just, like, leaving my house. Most people don't think I sound like I'm from Southeast London based on my voice. But, I've been living there my whole life. And that's me.
Well, I guess speaking of like, whether I'm used to diversity or not. Like, I guess I'm used to a bit of a mix because, again, I went to that international school, but because it was quite a big school, and then the area surrounding it, like, everyone who kind of lived there went to the school.
Yeah.
I've grown up with the same people for, like, 12 years, I guess, because I went to that school for 12 years. And so I guess it's also been an eye-opener moving to a place where everyone's literally from all different places, either in the UK or in the world, and that's super exciting and interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I think growing up as well, it was weird for me. Like, my road is pretty white, mm-hmm. but then, like, you go out the high street and it couldn't be more diverse. Then you go to school and yeah. that's majority white, and then dance is more diverse. I feel like my whole life I've been, like, skipping through right. different bubbles of different diversity, which is, like, really interesting that all of that can just yeah. happen in one place.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So, like, obviously, why did you decide to come over to the UK to come to Warwick?
Well, there are multiple reasons. I guess, first of all, like, to the UK, I've just always loved visiting London specifically, I would say. I've traveled to other parts of the UK, but it didn't really resonate with me yeah. as much. I like the hustle and bustle. You know, growing up near the capital of Indonesia, Jakarta, well, actually, I was born there, and then I moved a bit outside of that area. I'm so used to places that are super busy. Like, Jakarta is a mega city, you know, and it's super crammed and crowded. So I kind of liked that about London. And so I was super sure I wanted to go study in London. And although I was accepted in several, you know, universities in London, I decided to go to Warwick. And I guess I'll cover that a bit yeah. later. But yeah, London has always felt quite safe. And my parents went to uni here, got their master's really here, cool. both of them. So it's just had a special place in my heart, I guess. And I also have some family and family friends here, which is
like almost like a second home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's nice. I feel like I live in the UK, like London. So weirdly, a lot of my friends, like me, wanted to kind of escape the city life. Mm-hmm. I really like the campus feel of Warwick. It was completely different to what I was used to. Right. Like, the hustle and bustle was there, but in a different way. It felt, like, quite community-fed, and, like, everything mm-hmm. was so close, which I really loved. Weirdly, I feel like the one thing that sold me on Warwick wasn't even the course. It was honestly the open day at the food stalls. Like, oh, it must have been stalls. A Wednesday, because the sun was shining, the food stalls were out, I got my burger, and I was like, This is where I want to be. I don't want it any other way. So, weirdly, yeah. But, yeah, just something about Warwick, the campus feel and, like, the community aspect of it, I mm-hmm. absolutely adore.
Yeah. I mean, now going, I guess, specifically to Warwick, I really loved the optionality of, like, I guess we can also talk specifically about why theatre. I liked the different modules we could choose and how we could craft our own sort of degree. Like, everyone who, even if you study theater, can come out with completely different degrees, mm-hmm, which sure. sort of cater to your particular interests. And I thought that was, you know, amazing and really inspiring. And of course, let's not ignore the fact that it's a high-ranking university. Yeah. And in the subject itself, it's also okay. high-ranking, which, I mean, it doesn't hurt. And it really feels doesn't. Good to say, oh, I went to, you know, a top 10 university or something. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Also, one thing I noticed about Warwick, I don't know about you, but when I was looking around London unis, they were quite backwards. Like, it was a lot of Shakespeare,
yeah.
this old writer. I love how new and fresh
For sure.
everything yeah. is at theatre.
And because it's a research university as well, like, our lecturers are often the people who are at the forefront of, you know, new things in theater and in this industry, and they want to sort of test what they're researching with us as well and get our opinions. And just the fact that they value us that much, mm-hmm. I think that's really great and really encouraging for us.
Yeah, it really stands out, because I do English and theater, as I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, and weirdly, when I came to the uni, I was terrified of theater.
Okay.
Which not many people know. Like, I picked it as like, I'll dip my toe into theatre, see if I like it, because I right. always loved it in an extracurricular sense,
okay.
but I'd never studied it, and I was like, mm-hmm. we'll see, we'll give it a go. And I kind of took mainly English modules in first year, but second and third year I'm actually doing all theatre, apart from like my compulsory, so being converted, which we love.
Wait, so how does that work if you have, you know, kind of like two degrees?
Yeah, so again, weirdly, English and Theatre is not actually a dual honours degree. It's technically single honours, so we have a module each year that only our degree does, if that makes sense. So we have English and Theatre modules, which look at theatre, but, like, they're based in, like, an Englishy perspective, I guess.
So you focus more on the literary aspect?
Yeah, like, the text, and, yeah, I guess that's how I'd describe it. It is theatre, it's just in the English department, but, yeah, we have our own individual modules, which is quite nice and niche, because no one else gets to touch them. Which we love.
That's cool. I also like, I mean, speaking about campus, just what we have access to, like, the new Faculty of Arts building, guys. It's so beautiful. It's
every open day.
Yeah, I feel so
I'm like,
proud.
We have a PowerPoint, and it's like, who wants to talk about fab? And I'm like, me. I want to talk about it. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, no, I just took my mom to see it, like, last week or something, and she was just taking videos, and she's like, oh, it's so nice. There is no one here. Get out of the video. Get out of the shot. And I was like, excuse me. Yeah, but it's really cool. And also, we're super close to the Warwick Arts Center, where we, like, some student societies can perform shows. And it's very professional. It feels super cool. But also, I mean, on days where I just want to chill, just being able to watch lots of movies. Like, one day I watched 3 movies, like, in
Did
a row.
Did you actually?
Yes. And it was great. And then I would just have, you know, dinner at Benugo.
No, which is also lovely. See, exactly. I've seen quite a lot of theatre there. I'm yet to go into the cinema, though.
I'm a cinema girl there. Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like there's commitment to watching theatre because I really want to focus.
Yeah,
you know?
That cinema.
And then when you're, like, falling asleep, you're like, come on, Talia. Yeah.
No, I do need to go.
Anyway, is there anything else that really stuck out to you about your course or about Warwick that really drew you to that instead of, like, choosing other options?
I feel like Warwick in general, because I dance as well, like, even in theatre, like, my main thing is, like, movement directing, choreographing, all of that stuff. So I feel like that was, like, one of my priorities almost over my course. So I just love how many societies there are. I could keep up all my hobbies. Dance, netball, everything. That was also so important to me. And again, like, the community aspect of all of those sports clubs is crazy. Like, if anyone's listening that's thinking of coming to Warwick, that's a selling point for me. Like, it's like a massive family.
Which societies do you recommend then? So, which ones are you in?
Which one?
Yeah.
So, I'm in Classical and Modern Dance Society, which is a sports club dance society, and that does, like, ballet, jazz, the classical styles.
Right.
And then there's also Echo, which is, like, hip-hop dance, and that's, like, a society.
I cannot do hip-hop for the life of me.
I'm sure you can. Come to an open class.
No, because ballet ruined me. Because, like, it feels
wrong. Oh, did
you do
ballet?
Yeah.
I do both, and I think it's doable. It's doable. They're both great societies. Mm-hmm. Only difference is the price, I'd say.
Okay.
Sports clubs, they're expensive. Mm. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, it's definitely worth it. Like, it's one big happy family.
Right.
Are you in any societies?
Yeah, so, I mean, I joined a few societies, like the drama societies, you know, MTW, Woods, things like that. Except I didn't really do much first year because I spent a lot of time, like, adjusting and, you know, focusing on my mental emotional health and my studies first. But I was involved in the opera. I wasn't actually officially in the opera society. Like, I didn't pay the fee. I kind of just directed something that went on to go to the Warwick Arts Center. So that felt pretty cool.
I had great things about it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was, like, the first major thing I think I did with the society this year. But it's fine. Like, next year I feel like I'll be more involved with stuff. But I also, you know, shot a short film outside of Warwick, things like that.
What was that about?
It was actually with Coventry University, so we're not really going to talk about that, but...
Traitor.
Yeah. No, it was just, like, a fun little project I saw on a casting thing, and, yeah. But, I mean, it's just really nice that we can sort of just do whatever we want. And
exactly.
You kind of briefly mentioned that you wanted to get out of the city, right?
Yeah.
So, like, why did you finally decide committed to moving to Coventry?
So, it was a weird one. Like, the process of me accepting my place in Warwick was actually a big journey. I was originally meant to stay in London and go to dance full time. And then literally a month before uni, changed my mind.
So like a conservatory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like literally a month before, I was like, actually, no. And I think it's just because, one, Warwick, like Coventry, City of Culture, that yes. was always handy because there was so much going on culturally and creatively. But also coming to Warwick, doing theatre, it just meant that I could do everything. Mm-hmm. Whilst I felt like if I just went to dance, that would have been all I had.
Yeah.
Whilst here, I've been able to produce, I've been production manager for society, I've movement directed, I've done so many different projects like in Coventry and the city.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just had like a wholesome, now like,
I really want to see full, you dance.
full rounded like experience, like creatively, yeah. which I love. But I guess, like, London has so many theatres and so many opportunities, but I guess coming to, like, a smaller city, a smaller place, you get to find yourself a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to step out of my comfort zone. Like, every single year at uni, I'm like, right, you need to do one thing that makes you a bit uncomfortable, that right. steps out of your comfort zone. And I feel like staying in London would have been the easy option for me.
Yeah.
And I quite like pushing myself out of it and just mm-hmm. seeing what could happen in a place that you're, like, yeah. uncertain of.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I kind of also already covered why I felt like the UK was yeah. the place, but in terms of moving away from Indonesia generally, I felt like I was never really the kid who wanted to go away from home and chase, you know, freedom, because I always felt like I grew up with yeah. some amount of freedom, so I wasn't, yeah, I didn't have any resentment in that sense toward, like, my parents or my upbringing. But it was more a sense of getting to go to a place where theater and the arts was more appreciated. Because in Indonesia, that's not the case, which is quite sad. It doesn't really have a lot of funding, and you really have to work for it. Even, you know, in private schools, things like that. I studied the IB, International Baccalaureate, yeah. but it wasn't offered. And you couldn't expect for it to be offered because not enough people cared about it. And my drama teacher, although I love you, Mr. Patrick Jones, he didn't study drama yeah. and things like that. So it was just kind of like, who is willing to do something yeah. in the arts? You can teach it.
So how did it feel to, like, finally get here and start studying?
Oh my gosh, I felt so crazy that people actually spend millions of pounds, like, in, like, putting that money into the arts, and that people care about it, that it's not, like, you can be proud of it. Like, it just felt so freeing, and so, like, now I walk around and tell people I study theater and not have to explain myself. Yeah. Like, that's crazy to me. Whereas, like, even to my family, not my parents, but, like, my grandpa, for example, trying to explain what theater was so hard. So I just go, like, oh yeah, dance or something, yeah. where it's like, okay, I get it. Yeah. But ultimately, I think I'm super happy with my choice. Yeah, and same. Also, specifically about the UK, I'm glad that it's a 3-year program, not a 4-year program. Yeah, because I mean, like, in the US, right, it's 4 years, but, like, the first year you have to do, like, generals, like, you need to get all these different credits or whatever. And I like that I can get 2 degrees in the time it takes my friends to get 1 degree. I always flex. No, but it's not like I'm yeah. going to just, like, immediately take a master's degree or something. But
I feel like I'm in my daunting phase of knowing this is my final year coming up. And I'm like, please. So yeah. that's why I'm like,
but I mean, it's years. Really fun and enjoyable.
Exactly. So. It's been the best year, yeah, because obviously I was COVID year.
Right.
That so sucks. The difference between last yeah. year and this year has been crazy. It's been so great.
I almost didn't come this year because I thought it was still going to be COVID year. So I'm glad I actually came because... yeah, it turned out to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk more about, like, what we want to do with the podcast in the future?
Yeah, of course. So I think, of course, you guys maybe already get the gist that we're going to cover what it's like being a theater student in Warwick, and also, of course, from our perspective of coming from diverse backgrounds, things like that. But specific things we might want to cover, and of course, these are just ideas, so yeah. no promises. But we definitely want to talk about societies and greater depth. Yeah, for sure. We partially covered that. But, yeah, I want to talk about joining the Indonesian Society for myself. And what other things?
And also, like, the societies within theatre. Exactly. And, like, our perspectives on, like, diversity and how they all, like, fit together in that.
Yes. And we want to talk about casting and various productions. Because I think sometimes there's, you know, the issue of people just choosing their friends when you're already comfortable with them, and then the issue of a lack of diversity in casting, even though there are diversity and outreach officers. I don't really know what they're doing sometimes. I'm sorry, okay, we're getting shaky. And then which shows we can and can't put on.
Exactly, because obviously there are certain restrictions when you don't have, like, the people of the right race to play the roles.
Yeah.
And also, like, maybe just talk about, like, some, like, modules we took in the theatre department that were, like, insightful, our experiences within
some
them.
Some of our lecturers.
Yes.
In a good way. Good ways. And constructive good way. Yeah. Right? Yeah, but also, I guess, in terms of what we can, can't put on, there is the issue of political correctness that we'll try to cover as well. And then... Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. But we're also thinking of hopefully getting some people to do roundtables with us in the future, whether it's, you know, the cast and crew from productions.
Other students.
Yeah, or people leading societies, people in societies. Yeah, so hopefully we can make that happen. And yeah, I think that's...
That's all from us, I think, in this episode.
Should we actually just quickly cover why we chose the name?
Yes.
In case people are, you know, a bit confused or interested.
I'm going to stand back and not take credit for this name.
Okay.
But go for it.
Sure, sure. So, of course, the name is Strangers by Nature, and we were really struggling to come up with a name. So I thought one night, let me go onto my Apple Music and scroll through all the names of songs. And then I came across this Adele song from her new album, and I thought, you know what, it works, because when we meet new people, like, for example, when I came to Warwick, everyone felt like a stranger to me, and I think that's a natural thing, because, you know, you might not connect, and I'm not the kind of person who just walks around going, hi, how are you? I'm more of an introvert, so I kind of keep to myself. But I also think it's important to challenge that and to challenge ourselves and go, you know, even though that might be the natural thing, let's take some initiative. Like, I'm really glad I ended up doing this podcast because now I get to know Amelia and I get to learn about her perspective and consider other things that I may not have considered before. So I think it's acknowledging what's natural to us, but also putting a challenge in front of us to sort of... change that.
Yeah, like when you presented it to me, it stood out immediately. Just like the idea that everyone is somewhat connected. Mm-hmm. Like, even though we literally had never met before, I didn't know you. We're both from the same course at the same uni. So, like, we had that connection and now we get to explore it. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So sweet. Well, I think that's a nice way to end our first episode. And yeah, I hope that this can grow into, you know, several more episodes and that there is an interest from you guys and maybe one day we can answer some of your questions. Yeah, very nice.
All right.
Thanks for going backstage with us. This is Amelia.
And this is Talia. You are listening to the Strangers by Nature podcast.
See you in the next episode.